Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video for September 2023.
Yeah, it's great to be with you all. We've had just a huge month. We visited our friends and community in Kota Kinabalu, in Singapore, in New Zealand, in America and Australia. So it's just been fantastic to be with so many of you over the last month.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Right, so we're now well and truly into the Two Natures studies. And one of the things we wanted to highlight is from our experience, the type of patterns that you would see as you start doing this study. As we said, this is quite an intense study. It really does become quite personal very quickly. What we have seen, as we've spoken to so many of you, is that there's some people that are really getting a lot out of the study. They've really put themselves into this, not just as in a theological study, but where am I and where's my life going? They've taken the time, they've written their own testimony, they can start seeing. And there's others that are just still warming up to it and trying to understand even some of the principles, and that's perfectly fine. But I think one of the things that we see is as you get into this study and you really get into it, there's certain patterns that emerge.
Yeah, we've seen this for a very long time, and you know, Dennis always speaks so wonderfully about seeing the patterns of God and also being able to identify the patterns of the enemy, because when we can see those patterns, we can actually walk in the same patterns that God has established for us and really see the patterns of what the enemy is doing and get ourselves out of those scandalons that we find us, those entrapments, those snares that we find ourselves too often in.
Yeah. So one of the first things that quite often happens is we get a revelation of the two natures of a flesh sinful nature and a redeemed nature. And the thing that most people start with is they can start seeing it in everyone around them. They start seeing the flesh in their husband or wife, their kids, their pastors, their neighbours.
Their work colleagues.
They can see it so clearly, and they start getting after it in other people. And usually ends up in quite a lot of conflict, because rather than first focusing on ourselves, the enemy wants us to focus on everybody else.
Yeah. And this is just a huge pattern that we see. Well, number one, we saw it in our own lives repeatedly, and we have to be on guard for that still to this day. But we've just seen that happen. And even in our conversations in our phone call, our group study call on Saturday, you know, we saw that again. How do we get this for our children? How do we allow other people to see this message? And it's like, let's stop all those questions about other people right now and bring this firmly back into what is the Lord trying to speak to me here about the two natures, and where is my flesh and where is my redeemed nature?
Yes, because quite often what people see is correct. There is flesh in you, in me.
But definitely flesh in David.
But if you
I can see that very clearly.
But if you focus on that, you're not going to get free.
No.
What we're talking about is putting on the new creation. That's you. You need to put off your old self. There's lots of scripture where it says, you know, first take the plank out of your own eye first, and then take the speck out of your brother's eye. There's those verses that say you must start with yourself first.
Yeah.
So I think the first thing is, if you get into this, a pattern could be you're starting to see everybody else's challenges, and our encouragement will be
Take it right back to you. Take it right back to you. And if you are tracking with us in this study and in your study groups, and you haven't yet been able to write your own personal testimony of how you came to see the two natures and what God's really revealing in you, it's just such an important part of the process, because it's really about writing your revelation from God in this. This is His story in you. And so don't miss that process. If you haven't done it, write it down. This is part of your wealth. This is part of that spiritual wealth that Dennis talks about in Doing Business God's Way. You know, our wealth isn't just our finances. It's that spiritual wealth that we have with the Lord, and revelation and how we process that revelation is just such a riches to us, such a wealth to us. So don't miss that step. If you haven't done that yet, I encourage you, take the time to do it.
The second and probably most prevalent challenge people have in doing anything, whether it's this study, anything, is busyness.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk through that busyness a bit, because that is a curse that is keeping many of us spiritually, emotionally, physically devoid of any meaning. And we've really got to start really asking ourselves about how we are working in the Lord. Are we taking our Sabbaths? When the Lord says in Psalms 23, He takes us to lie down quietly before still waters, He refreshes my soul. Is that actually your experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I actually don't think this. I do know this one. Busyness is an absolute distraction from God's purposes for our life. And it's not a biblical word. Busyness isn't a word that we find in Scripture. We're not called to be busy, where there is nothing in the word that you can find around busyness and it being a godly biblical attribute. It is a word that has come upon us really from the world system, and we've actually embraced it, and it's part of the flesh nature. It's part of our fallen nature, and it's actually what so many of our identity is built in, is our busyness. It's our excuse, it's our identity, and it's keeping us from the purposes of God in our life. I know we spoke about this on our call, and for those of you who've worked with us, you know we've probably shared this with you, but if you look at the word busy, being under Satan's yoke. And when we shared that on our call on Saturday, it landed. It was like, oh, yeah, because that's what it is. That's what I'm doing. I'm being under Satan's yoke. And I really pray for you that you can see this and you can ask the Lord to show you how busyness is really impeding your walk with Him.
Hmm. So watch out for things. If you say, I don't have time,
mm-hmm.
or we're too busy, let the Holy Spirit reveal to you right there and then
mm-hmm.
there's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We can be fully employed. We can be doing what God's called us to,
mm-hmm.
but that should not ever lead to busyness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jesus was, you would say, lazy, irresponsible with his time. I think he was fully employed doing what the Father had him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that was preaching, whether that was healing, whether that was spending time with him in the garden, whether it was time with the disciples, he was very strategic with mm-hmm. everything he did.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see in Scripture, and Jesus was busy.
Mm.
So
I think we really need to change the way we look at that word and ask for revelation. You know, Father, just show me what's going on in me that I'm sitting under the curse of this word busyness. How has this impacted my identity? And help me to get free from that. We know the word busy is really impacting so many of you. We know that spiritual oppression that comes from busyness is impacting so many of you. And our prayer for you is that you truly seek Him to get a greater revelation of how this is impacting your life and how you can begin to walk free from busyness. Yeah. We'll come back to this too.
We will.
So, yeah.
But certainly, look at what you're doing on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. and remove things that absolutely don't
mm-hmm.
fit into the vision for God
mm-hmm.
right now. Because that's the only thing you must do. You must stop doing things
mm-hmm.
to hear Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be, if you're not having a regular Sabbath, a 24-hour rest and refresh and time with the Lord, if you're not doing that,
mm-hmm.
then start there. Mm-hmm. Because that is straight away a sign that you've adopted what the world says, that you don't have time
mm-hmm.
to have a Sabbath.
Yeah.
All right, so we've just gone through First, the challenge will be that we'll start looking at others and we'll try fixing others rather than keeping the message for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's the first pattern that we see. The second pattern that we see is our life and our busyness will mean that we just don't have time to really reflect and listen to the Lord and let Him show us clearly what's coming out of our fallen nature, what's coming out of our redeemed nature. We won't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the second. And then the third is, when we've done that, we are focusing on ourselves, we are taking the time, and we sometimes have these issues that we just cannot seem to get through.
Mm.
And I think that's the third point.
Yeah, and that's where we're talking about strongholds. And when something's unreasonable, it's spiritual. If we're looking at the two natures and we can see where our flesh nature is, and we've been walking and developing and growing and putting on our redeemed nature, our new creation in Christ Jesus, but we're still stuck. We can't seem to be walking in the freedom that the revelation of this message has for us. There's probably something going on that we need to work through. So what we would encourage you to do is work with your spiritual mentors and dig into this a little bit deeper. In the coming months, we're going to do a little bit more work on this in our book study groups and with you as we catch up with you and as you work with your study group facilitators. So I know we've sort of dropped a few things here today that are pretty significant, but we want you to know that wherever you're sitting in this process, we are with you. And it's okay. Keep studying, keep reading the Word of God, keep working at this. There is freedom here in really working through these three things. That is our prayer for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, look, I think there's just so much in the study and what we're really focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we've just spoken about is, if you find that you're really, you can name it, I'm anxious, I'm an anxious person, that's my fallen nature, please don't try and solve it by saying, well, I'm going to be less anxious, because that is then a self-help, and this is absolutely what, the putting off or putting to death is not, I'm going to be less anxious, it's, I'm going to break through this anxiousness, I'm going to find out what is the root of that anxiousness, and I'm going to get rid of it and replace it with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Natalie was just talking about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that needs real spiritual prayer to break something that's been holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But don't get to a point where I can identify my flesh nature, can name it, that is anxiety. I know it's because I'm not trusting, and so I'm going to read the Word more and more and more, and I'll fix myself.
Yeah.
That's not the freedom we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking about freedom in Christ. Because that redeemed nature is not anxious.
Mm.
Our redeemed nature is not anxious. We have a fleshly nature that's anxious, and it's changed our habits and our thoughts and our processes.
Mm.
And we just need to just put that down.
Mm.
So look, it's a great journey. It's a challenge. We know many, many people are going through this.
Mm.
And we just love you all. Mm. And
you are in our prayers. Don't be alone in this. If you do not have somebody that you can walk this through with, please reach out to Justine at admin, or reach out to us, reach out to Bruce, and we will come around you as best as we can. This is a life work. I know we said that in the video last month. This is a life work. This isn't something we're going to get a real ownership of between now and Christmas. This is a life work. And we're beginning this journey together now. So stay the course with the Lord. We love you. Our prayers are with you. God bless you and keep you.
God bless.